Good morning. It's time for our K-State Extension Report, and today we have Rebecca McFarland, who is the Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, and she's going to just be continuing on her series on the impact of what y'all do.
I think this is the third part to this four-part series, and as I've shared previously, October 1 is the beginning of our new programming year. So that means like in September, all of our agents, we are busy doing what we call action plan reports. So really talking about the impact or the outcomes of the work we do throughout the year. And of course, we provide a sequence of events and activities and kind of work toward a goal. And so again, each agent writes at least one and some may two or three what we call action plans to kind of guide our work throughout the year. So this morning, I really want to talk about our agriculture and natural resources programming. And of course, Ryan Schaub is our crop production agent and farm management as well. And then Rod Schaub is our livestock agent. So I want to talk about their work. You know, many times when our agents provide reports, they talk about upcoming programs or events or activities, share some timely like research-based information as well. But I had the opportunity actually to just really brag about them and share the incredible work that they are doing. And again, the impact we're making across not only the Frontier District, but across the state too, because we do kind of work in other areas in partnership with others. So just a little bit of a background. Of course, agriculture we know is really important part of the economy and across the Frontier District. And according to the 2017 Ag Census, there are over 2,600 farms operating more than 1.1 million acres. And so Ryan has shared that produces over $223 million in crop products sold across the district. So that's row crop, that's crop production. And then, of course, Rod's area is livestock and really focusing a lot on cattle, although he provides programming and for other livestock species as well. But the production of cattle is the top agricultural commodity in Kansas, and it generates over $8.5 billion annually. So among all the states, Kansas ranks third in the number of cattle on feed, number of cattle processed, value of cattle, and total beef production. So the counties that comprise the Frontier District, Anderson, Franklin, and Osage County, are home to over 100,000 head of beef cattle. So we make a significant impact in the Kansas economy as well, of course, as a local economy. So to give you some information about some of the programming that has been done this past year, one of them was, and I was a part of this as well, but called Women in Agriculture. So recognizing that women have a significant impact in the ag economy as well, and they are the ones that are managing farms as well and making those decisions. So we held a Women in Agriculture conference. It was a one-day conference at the Ottawa Municipal Auditorium in March. We had nearly 60 women in attendance, and they really got to learn about the opportunity to advocate for agriculture, get a better understanding of lease rates and what should be written into leases, understand the Farm Service Agency, the NRCS, crop and livestock insurance programs. I shared information about the stresses in agriculture and those that are kind of unique to women in agriculture, and then also understanding the importance of marketing and their commodities. So we received really positive feedback from that program, and we're considering doing it again in 2025, but we might wait and do that until 2026. Another program that they held was the Eastern Kansas Livestock Water Systems Tour. And that was a two-day tour in April. And the tour had five different stops here in East Central Kansas. And really, it was a way for producers to learn about different ways that they can provide water for their livestock. Many people maybe use ponds or a stream, which is not really the best for those animals, but also for our environment. And so producers had the opportunity to learn about installing a tire tank. They also saw various solar-powered water pump systems and concrete waterers that were installed like below a pond. So again, providing information to producers, to our farmers about ways that they can water their livestock and maybe not, and better for the environment actually. Another one that was held was the Prescribed Burning Workshop, and that was held in February. and at Neosho County Community College campus here, of course, in Ottawa. This was held to educate producers and landowners on why and how to plan and conduct a prescribed fire. So burning and really how to do that appropriately, safely as well. 70 producers attended that workshop. And again, these programs draw producers and those interested from our three counties, but also across eastern Kansas. And we also get some people sometimes from western Missouri that come over to some of the programs as well. So the producers learned the reasons to burn, how weather conditions affect fire, the equipment that's needed, and the hazards and precautions to watch for when burning. They also learned about local regulations, CRP rules, and how a prescribed burn association can be really helpful. And then, Judy, I just want to share one last program because it was held this fall, and Rod and Ryan have been working on this for quite a while. It was very popular, and that was the drone and agriculture meeting that was held in Garnett again in September. And there are around 90 individuals that participated in that event and across the three counties in our district. But we also had those that attended from outside of our district as well as neighboring states. So the speakers covered issues from herbicide application to research uses and natural resource conservation sensing. And then, again, they talked about regulations, the types of drones and their uses, and making aerial applications with a drone. So I know with this program, there has been interest across the state. In fact, other agents and other entity organizations, agencies in Kansas have actually reached out to, I believe, Rod and Ryan, and to find out more about what they did and who the speakers were, because they also want to provide a program in their area of the state.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for the Mayor Dezine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resource Agent, Caitlin Barthol.